Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And what the Lord placed on my heart to share with you today and tomorrow, Lord willing, is a message on complaining. Now, God's been speaking to my heart about the right kind of instruction we need on this area that is very comfortable and easy for our flesh. It doesn't take much encouragement, and we're all probably fairly good at it. But let's begin by understanding, first of all, what does it mean to complain? I will share the definition with you. To complain is to express grief, pain, or discontent. A synonym or word that could be used in the place of complain is murmur, to complain or murmur. And we know both the Old and New Testament has some very strong prohibitions against murmuring. It really displeases the Lord. For example, let me go to Philippians, the second chapter, verse 14. Paul says, "Do all things without murmurings or complaining and disputings." 1 Corinthians 10 and 10 says, "Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer." What is he making reference to there? Well, the children of Israel, God was very displeased. He had showed his mighty signs and wonders, the plagues of the 10 plagues that were wrought havoc upon Egypt and destroyed much of that kingdom. God was also demonstrating his judgments upon their gods through all the various types of, you know, plagues of flies and frogs and things like that. All were representatives, if you will, of the various gods that they worshipped. But once they were delivered by God's mighty hand, instead of rejoicing and being so grateful, they no longer had a little bit of discomfort in the wilderness, and they were thirsty. God would not let them perish, but they murmured against God. At one point they said, "Is God among us or not? Can God provide a table in the wilderness?" Well, yes, God gave them manna from heaven. He also gave them quail, and those that murmured the loudest were smitten with death, even while that they were eating, while it was still while they were still eating it, they died. And so God is unhappy with murmuring, and there was a strong punishment for that in Numbers 14, 26 through 27. This is the Lord speaking, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them," this is referring, he's giving instruction to Moses, "as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do unto you." And so, as punishment, that old generation who murmured and complained and who doubted God, who believed the evil report of the 10 spies, they died off in the wilderness, and their children were forced to wander for 40 years, and it was Joshua taking that generation into the promised land. Now, that's what scriptures tell us, but I want to take another viewpoint, if you will, or another stance, not another viewpoint, because the Lord, you don't argue against the Lord's viewpoint, but I want to also look at scripture and give you encouragement and total freedom of spirit, if you will, that it's okay to complain, provided you meet one absolute requirement. Are you ready to hear what that is? It's okay to complain, but you have to meet this requirement, your complaint has to be made to the Lord. So we're going to look today at the personal testimony of one of God's anointed servants. And to do that, we're going to go into the book of Jeremiah. And I need to get to that 20th chapter quickly. And in verse 7 through 13, verses 7 through 13, he says, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily, and everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily. So he was complaining because of all the opposition he was experiencing. In verse 10, for I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, report, say they, and we will report it. As all my familiars watched for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. So he was making his complaint to the Lord. I won't read all of those verses, but we want to look at seven verses tonight that describe the prophet's experience, and we can then relate them to what we may be going through in our lives. In doing so, we find out that the complex emotions he experienced help us to see that he was a man of like passions as we ourselves. Jeremiah's ministry to God's people had to be carried on in the midst of apostasy without repentance. He suffered persecution because of his faithful preaching. His life is a shining example of an audacious prophet who faithfully proclaimed the word of the Lord to a people who didn't want to hear it and which they rejected. And so there are 8 points that we want to look at in his experience. And first of all, he was persuaded of the Lord. He said, you've persuaded me and deceived me. I was persuaded and deceived. You're stronger than I and have prevailed. I'm a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. At this point in the scripture, the narrative ends, and Jeremiah begins a passionate complaint He's a prophet whom God has forced against his will. That is the appearance of it. And God had forced him into his service for him. And the result was he was reluctant to do so. And his only wages were scorn and derision. In 1 Corinthians 9:16, Paul says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. So many of God's servants, they may not be willing servants because you have to endure a lot as a prophet of the Lord. This is one of the most personally revealing passages in prophetic literature. At his blackest hour, perhaps while he's still imprisoned in the stocks, Jeremiah complains vigorously that God has deceived him. That Hebrew word that is translated deceived means misled or seduced. Basically, he was not a prophet of his own choice. He didn't realize what he was getting into. The Lord was stronger, and so at his call, the Lord had overpowered him, if you will. Of course, that's not really true. Jeremiah was a willing servant, but when you're hurting, you're letting off steam, and that's what he was doing. He was complaining unto the Lord. The Lord had overpowered him and promised him both his authority and his words. Let's read that initial call in that first chapter of Jeremiah, verses 6 through 10. He's objecting. He said, the Lord's telling him, oh, I've sanctified thee, I've ordained thee as a prophet unto the nations. And then Jeremiah says, oh, Lord God, behold, I can't speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And then he put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. He says, O Lord, thou hast enticed me, and I was enticed. He was overcome by the enticing influence of the Word of God. That's what it was that was stronger than I. It prevailed against him. It broke down every defense. And beloved, this is the initial experience of every Christian, every true prophet, every preacher. We have to be overcome by the power of God's truth. If we're going to speak it in power, we have to be convinced. There was an old song we used to sing, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. So he was persuaded by God. Point number two, he was mocked by men. Verse 1 or 7 says, I'm in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. And the man or woman who has been overcome by God is many times derided by men. The godly are still made a spectacle unto the world. In 1 Corinthians 4:9, what does Paul say? He says, for I think that God has set forth in the apostles, for us apostles last, as it were, appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. He goes on to say, we are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. And so we should not marvel, beloved, if the world hates us. So my time is drawing to a close, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and I invite you to write, and just know that You know, somewhere in the Psalms it says, pour out your heart before him, ye people. Pour out your heart. And that's what we can do to God. We can complain, not to others. God's displeased with that. But we can be totally honest before the Lord. We can let him know how we feel. As we read the Psalms, we see that David minced no words. He said exactly how he felt. God's servants did that. Yet, and that's it, that's an illustration, a testimony to us that they felt the same things we do, but they ended up worshiping and praising God because they knew that God was their deliverer. And he's no respecter of persons. As he did for them, beloved, he will do for you. Praise God. Well, I love you. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners and my radio family. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.